Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the passionate show that lets you take control of your health by telling you what it is that really is fact. No fiction here. We're going to tell you how you can take control of you and your family's health and live at the top. Now, there's a difference. It's not relying on a doctor to give you a pill or do something to you. It's you learning how to do something so you can take control. And it does require some work on your part. Like this first segment we're going to talk about is how to increase your brain memory size and increase your workout. The good news, yeah, chocolate is one of the rewards, but let's go and talk about the data. This is older Americans, and it's the third study I know of in the elderly, but it's about the seventh study overall. So this is older Americans who engage in strenuous exercise are more mentally nimble, have better memory function, process information quicker than do their more sedentary peers. And so this is, so when we get old, we lose both speed of processing, that is how fast we can think, how fast we make decisions, and we lose, if you will, memory capabilities. And all of us do that. We lose 5% of that speed and 5% of that capability every 10 years. But the good news is that if you do the four things I'm going to tell you about, that you don't have to lose any of it. That's right. You can stay at the top of your curve. And one of those things is managing stress. And there's a really important study about that this week. But we'll get to that one in a second on managing stress and why that's so important, not only for your memory, but for other things. Let's first talk about this one on exercise. This research looks at the benefits of moderate to intensive physical activity in an ethnically diverse group of people who lived in Manhattan. So they're New Yorkers, but that's how they were studied. And Latinos represented 60% and 20% of the participants were black. Nearly half had a high school education or less. And they were followed for 5 years doing all kinds of tests and doing MRIs of their brain memory centers. What was found? What distinguished the intensive exercisers from those with light or no leisure time physical activity in the 2 weeks before enrollment, they reported engaging in activities several times a week that got their heart rates up. Well, that's fast walking or doing it on a treadmill or an exercise bike or playing a sport. But it is, if you do that, do something 3 times a week. It's 20 minutes. 3 times a week is the ideal for aging. But this was just increasing your heart rate. The only, believe it or not, 10% of those in this study did that. And in fact, if you look at nationwide, it's probably less than 10%. But they got their heart rates up. And what happened? They had essentially a 6-year decrease in loss of memory function, meaning they kept their memories as though they were 6 years younger. And we know another way of keeping your memory 6 years younger, just taking DHA omega-3, whether you get it from salmon or you get 900 milligrams of pills. For that, it's eating salmon 4 ounces 3 times a week or 900 milligrams of DHA omega-3 every day. Either the two or combination get their memory 6 years younger. And then the third one that is actually 8 years younger is those people who learn to manage stress. So 6, 6, and 8, that's 22 years younger, so you can be 70 and have the average memory of a 48-year-old. So that's a key thing. But let me talk also about stress and why this is so important. The research presented at the American College of Cardiology this week showed that people with high levels of stress, as judged on their perceived stress scale, so they asked them 10 questions about their own stress, and they said they had a lot of stress. Those people with a lot of stress also had a light up in their brain of their amygdala area, but they also had high levels of inflammatory proteins, C-reactive protein, trimethylamine oxide, and one other protein that lights up when you have stress in your arteries or inflammation in your arteries. They report that participants experienced a 14-fold greater risk of heart attacks or strokes for every increased stress unit they had. So key to keep your stress down and manage it, and there are ways of doing that. Now, why did I say a little dark chocolate? Well, that's the great part of the story, is how do you do a little more exercise if you're old like Jim Graham and I both are? That is, add a little dark chocolate to a training diet. How much? Well, it's dark chocolate, so that's a key. It's not white chocolate. They used white chocolate as the control because dark chocolate has certain polyphenols in it, and it's made more with cocoa. And just a little of that got that these people to get about 10% more ability. That is, they're able to walk about 10% more. Their stamina is about 10% more than those who don't get that little dark chocolate. What dark chocolate do I eat, you say, that fits this? It is Finesse. F-I. I got to learn how to spell that. It is F-I-N-N-E-S-S. They're these little discs, the Finesse discs, that you can get that taste delicious, that are only 22 calories a disc. I have two of them a day. I'm going to start to do it before I do my workout and see if I have more energy and more, if you will, endurance doing that. Before we get to Gary Ginsberg in four, he'll come on at the break at 16 after. Let me go through another set of quick hitters. These are quick stories that I think you can benefit from. The more time... this is a story about young people, and it turns out 1 in 7 has a mental illness. And, I mean, which is to me amazing that many children have ADHD or have some other mental disorder. But this is 1 in 7 children. The data is based on more than 35,000 children ages 2 to 8 who were examined, and their parents' responses about their child's language problems, learning disabilities, reported ADHD, anxiety, depression, more. And the interesting thing is that although 1 in 7 have it, one of the ways you can tell as they get towards that 8 to 12-year-old group, that the more time 8 to 12-year-olds spend using social media, the greater is their link to depression. That is right. This is an 1800s person study. I won't say it, but if you use social media, the most are about 2.7 times more likely to be depressed. That goes with another story that goes the reverse way. That is, the elderly, that is people over the age of 70, use a computer. The more they use a computer, the less likely they are to have dementia and related cognitive disorders. So if you're over the age of 70 and not using a computer, not exercising, not managing stress, oh man, you're in big trouble for your memory. On the other hand, if you're exercising, managing stress, eating healthy, getting that DHA, having a little chocolate, and using a computer, you're likely to live long and strong. And that's really the key. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. That's me. After a little break. But first, I want to just say that the goal here, to get you to be able to take control of your health. And no one does that better than Gary Ginsberg, who's coming up with What's Toxic, What's Not. You can go to his website, whatstoxic.com. But Gary Ginsberg will talk to us about some really important subjects: burning incense during pregnancy, eating organic, Lebanon's garbage crisis, and safer jackhammering. We'll be right back.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why?
because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natron cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, this is Shane from San Francisco. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also an instructor at the University of San Francisco. I teach pharmacology there. I've been taking probiotics for 12 years, and after extensive research, I discovered Natron probiotics. I started taking them, and after about 2 weeks, I noticed increased digestive health, increased energy, and I can't recommend the product highly enough.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natron.com. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike, and this is my favorite section of this show. It's with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. Gary, the best story of the week, burning incense. Is that bad for pregnancy? And what about other aromas and aroma-generating machines? So does burning incense during pregnancy, is that a bad thing?
Well, it's not been studied enough, but some of the dots that we're starting to have to connect with are suggesting that at least in Taiwan, where this was, and they burn a lot of incense in Taiwan as a result of Buddhism and other cultural and ritual practices, women who used incense for their daily practices had statistically significantly smaller babies, which is not a good thing, which suggests some kind of a growth restriction in utero, and also smaller head circumference, which means that potentially means that the brain did not develop to its full maximum capacity, again, suggesting some kind of a growth restriction. The general message, look, we've known for air pollution, we've known smoking, sidestream smoke, any kind of smoke inhalation on a regular basis during pregnancy is not a good thing for the baby's growth. Well, it makes sense that a study like this, when you're burning incense, usually the average incense stick takes an hour to an hour and a half. So you and if you've ever been in a room where incense is being burned, it has the intended effect because you're smelling it, you're inhaling it, and there's particulate matter. There's what we call SOx and NOx, or sulfur oxides, nitrogen oxides. There's carbon monoxide. Some of the same things you would get from cigarette smoke, you can also get from incense. So overall, I would say, you know, if you want to be around a little bit of incense some of the time, it's not like alcohol where, it's like total abstinence during pregnancy. But I would say less is better than more, for sure, to any kind of smoke surrounding, including polluted environments like high traffic areas during pregnancy, because the studies also show an effect on baby's growth from any kind of high smoke environment. But
right.
That's right.
So smoking cigarettes, in fact, limits size. So this is a important study that incense does. What about other aromas? Do aromas have major effect, or is it not the smell of the incense? Do you think it's the particulates?
Yeah, I think it's the particulates, carbon monoxide, and the irritants that are tightening up the airways. You're not getting as much oxygen exchange, not as much oxygen is getting to the fetus. So, no, there's no evidence for, say, herbal or lavender or, any of the essential oils getting into your breathing zone. You know, I wouldn't go too heavy into aromatherapy when you're pregnant. We don't know everything about it. But it's a good idea to just moderate on everything, but especially not, you don't want to be around a lot of smoke.
What about eating organic? Eating organic is supposed to be, the only time it's supposed to really matter is during pregnancy when you decrease pesticides to the child. Does it matter?
Yeah, this was a really interesting study. So this one knocked my socks off a little bit because of the size of the effect. Okay, so let me just say that they studied a large number of women in the U.S. looking for, in a survey, who ate organic and who didn't eat organic, and what was the, this is a case control. So the cases were hypospadia, which is an increasingly common birth defect in baby boys where the urethra, or where the urine comes out, is at the not at the tip of the penis, but at the side of the penis, which is, can lead to lots of problems later on, but is clearly an endocrine disruptive type of birth defect. And they found that what women who ate organic at least some of the time had a 70%, that's a pretty big drop, a 70% decrease in hypospadia incidence. And so is it the pesticides? Well, we know that you are exposed to less pesticide, number one, if you don't use pesticides around the house to kill ants or to kill other garden pests, number one, which you don't want to use pesticides around the home if you're pregnant. But number two, if you eat organic, you will have less exposure to pesticides. So it's possible that the pesticides were the reason, except most pesticides do not cause birth defects of this kind. What does cause this kind of birth defect are phthalates, and they specifically are associated with hypospadias. So it's possible that part of what we're seeing in this study is that women who tend to eat organic may also use less heavily adulterated cosmetics. They may be more conscious about that, or they may eat less canned food during pregnancy, like or heavily packaged foods, which are known to impart phthalates into the diet. So we can't separate it all out now, but I would say eating organic and less phthalate-laden cosmetics and less packaged foods are all good factors when you're pregnant.
And what are the most important things to eat organic? In other words, if you can only afford, I mean, organic is more expensive. Should it be organic eggs, or is it organic vegetables, or is it organic fruit like
right.
apples? What's the most
right.
important thing?
Yeah, no, that organic peppers, they tend to have high pesticide levels, fungicide levels. Organic fruit, especially the softer fruits like peaches and berries, great if you can find that organic. That tends to be carrying more residues, unlike, say, citrus or onions, which are relatively easy to grow and don't have a lot of pesticides in them to start with. And then, of course, there's milk, dairy, meat, all really good and were associated in this study also with the healthier babies were the organic meat and the organic dairy.
Gary, I don't know if you can hang on because we've got such good stories. Can you hang on after the break?
Okay, I'll hang.
Well, let's keep going now, though. Lebanon's garbage crisis is taking its toll on public health. What does this mean for us?
Right. Okay. So here is a classic, unfortunate sort of third world story where they didn't have enough money to pay for trash pickup. We're talking 8 months ago. So think about a major city like Beirut, which now, on top of all the other stresses of living in the Middle East, now they're not having garbage pickup in a warm climate for 8 months. So they've got literally rivers of garbage. I'm not talking about waterways, but roadways and sidewalks just still looking like a river. The pictures are, it looks like a river of garbage running across the city. And that's the garbage that they actually were able to bag and put somewhere, which, of course, is breaking and animals get into. So some people have been burning garbage, really bad for respiratory health. So the hospitals are now, the emergency rooms are now filling up with a lot more respiratory illness, infections, gastroenteritis, viral infections of all kinds, pneumonia. So, how do we relate that story back to here? Number one, it's really important to have proper sanitation. Garbage collection is important. That's obvious, and we have that in this country. But you don't want to be burning garbage in your backyard. Never burn yard waste or garbage to try to save on. Let's say you have to pay for pickup. You don't want to burn. That's the number one source of local pollution, especially dioxins, is burning of garbage. You want to have it properly picked up and removed. The problem they have in Beirut is going to take probably years to solve. They have to first find the money to collect the garbage, and then they're going to have to go out and collect 8 months worth of buildup of garbage through the countryside. And I think the only way, the World Health Organization, I think, is going to have to step in.
Gary, when we come back, we're going to talk more about safe hammering and sandblasting, the new SOCA standards. But one more very important thing to me, the level of concussions in the NFL and what you take from that data. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with a lot more important stories that have implications for you. Stay well on Radio MD.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking, but no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave. But unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We've held Gary Ginsberg. It's my favorite segment, What's Toxic, What's Not, over. Gary, you're going to talk to us about now the silica standards and safe jackhammering and sandblasting. What's a silica standard? Why should it matter to any of us?
Okay, so the first thing to realize about this has nothing to do with play sand. So you may have seen a sign on, especially if you're in California, that play sand contains a carcinogen. That's silica. But the exposure to kids playing in the sandbox is very low. But the exposure to people who are jackhammering or who are sandblasting a building, and if they're not properly protected, they can get a chronic inhalation dose of this fine crystalline mineral called silica or quartz that when we breathe in like particulate matter or quartz or asbestos into the deep lung, when the particles are fine enough or the crystals are skinny enough that they could get deep into the lungs, our deep lungs don't have a good way of clearing it. The upper respiratory tract, there's a good way to get rid of stuff. But in the deep lungs, there's no way to clear it. And it just sits there, and it builds up, and it causes irritation, and it causes cell death and cancer. And that's what silica is really good at doing. It just doesn't dissolve in our lung fluids. It just sits there like a little rock, and more particles just build up and become a source of irritation and damage and cancer. And so we've known since the silica standard has been outdated. It was created by OSHA in 1971. OSHA has tried over the years to make more stringent many of its standards, but has always been blocked by economic interests, by lawsuits, from dropping, for example, the benzene standard or the trichloroethylene standard, a number of standards, and silica is another one. The fact that they were able to get this through the White House, through all of the hurdles and the industry's complaining, so now what it means is they're dropping the standard fivefold. This is a landmark change. Hopefully it means that OSHA will be able to have proper standards for many things. But silica was a good line in the sand to try to change. Sorry for the pun. And so what it means is that people working on job sites, sandblasting, for example, they will have to have proper respiratory protection. And people jackhammering will have to have water added, for example, to hold down all the particulate matter coming off. There'll be more wet jobs being done to hold down all the dust flying around that could get into their lungs and cause chronic damage. Now, if I went out once and I did a little bit of sandblasting again, if you had some work around the house that created some sand-type dust, not a problem. But if you do that day in and day out, and that's your job, you could become a statistic like all the workers who have gotten silicosis, and especially in the shipbuilding industry, certain industries have had high exposures and lung cancer.
And so now do the rest of us who don't work in these industries get exposed to silica?
Yeah, not usually. Again, where it's come up as sort of ridiculousness was the labeling by California in their Proposition 65 of play sand. If you were mining or bagging something like a commodity like play sand, in those factories, they'd have to worry about it. I actually did a study once of cat litter, because cat litter has bentonite in it, and bentonite can have some silica in it. And when you're making huge volumes of cat litter and you're bagging it, you will generate a fine dust in those factories that can get into the lungs and cause problems. So there are certain industries, and cat litter at home, I actually did some research on this, that the amount of dust every time you pour cat litter, you can get a little dose of silica, but not nearly enough to cause the cat litter itself to be carcinogenic to the cat owners. But yes, there are small exposures to the general public, not enough to be a real cancer risk. But the industries, that's where the concern is.
Do cats themselves get silicosis? Do cats themselves get lung cancer?
It hasn't been studied. Mike, that is a great question. It has not been. So cats are difficult to study. They're not like people. Their eyes, their brains, their respiratory tract, yes, they are mammals. But typically, the drug companies study dogs, not cats, for a reason. Dogs are much more like us. But no, we don't know if cats have an elevated risk just because they're always in it, they're always pawing around in it. They might have a little bit higher exposure. But it's really when you drop the cat litter into the tray where you see the plume, and you actually can see a visible plume of fine particulates come up out of it. That settles down pretty fast. I would imagine the cats don't have a much higher exposure, but it hasn't been studied.
Now, what about the NFL? Concussions? I know you and I have had discussions about the concussions. The NFL hid approximately 100 concussions, weren't reported, and so obviously they're going to have some problem in the court case because they didn't reveal a lot of the concussions. But what do you think about them not revealing it and this data? I mean, you're in public health. This looks like it's a public health problem.
It's a huge public health story. It's an occupational health story because these guys are working and they're in a high-impact job, which you need to have, just like with silica, you have to protect workers wherever coming into risk. So in this case, look, you know, the NFL's position is partially affected by their legal status and they don't, and the payouts and all the law, the one lawyer versus another lawyer. And the lawyers are probably telling the NFL what to say publicly, what to admit to. But there's a lot of science that says that, you know, it may not be one concussion, but it may be, and what is the requisite number? The question is, what is the requisite number of concussions that you need to get this CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy to the brain? How many hits do you need before you can really claim that you're going to become a case of all this brain damage, as we saw in that recent movie? So, look, we could put men on the moon in spacesuits that protect those workers from the inhospitable elements in outer space. Why can't we build a proper suit for NFL players, a proper helmet that would properly cushion the neck and the brain from these kinds of impacts? If it's not possible, if it's just technologically, for whatever reason, can't be done, well, we probably, you know, need to start at the early ages and think about other kinds of lower impact ways to play the game. You know, I grew up playing flag football. When we played tackle football without equipment, people got hurt. And when we played any kind of tackle football, I'm sure there's a higher risk. Flag football is a great sport for youth football.
You know, I don't know if Jim Graham is still listening. He's one of our frequent questioners. And by the way, anyone can ask us a question. 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. I know he was a catcher and had some concussions while being a catcher, which you can understand from the speed of baseballs and bats. And I was wondering if he had comments on that. But it seems like we get this in a lot of sports. It's not just football, it's soccer.
Yeah.
I talked to Josh Gibbs, who's the great return man for the Cleveland Browns, had the record of number of touchdowns off of kick returns at 8. Mm. I was surprised it's only 8, but that's because they get injured. And he said for all NFL players, it isn't if you're going to get injured, it's when and what kind of injury you'll get. And the other thing, he said, is always, you know, and you have to deny injury because you don't get on, you don't make the club if you're in the tub, is the phrase. Don't make the club if you're in the tub.
Exactly.
But anyway, I was talking to him about it. He's got a young son, and when he's going to play football, and he said he and his wife were having debates over it because you've got to be a really good player to make the money that is important for these players. But other than that, he said, maybe not. Maybe we'll just have professional leagues all along. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD, where we want you to stay well. Thanks, Gary Ginsberg, for great segments.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. means. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. I was hoping to get Jim Graham back on the show to ask about concussions and baseball, especially among catchers, because I know they happen. I don't know how common they are. I know that one of the second basemen, Aaron Rodgers for Toronto, had a concussion and really disabled him. I don't know if we've got Jim Graham back. Ben, do we? Not yet. Let me go and run through a couple of other articles. CMS delays plan to penalize physicians for ordering some prostate screening. What the heck is this? In other words, if the physician is doing what he considers the best thing for his patients, he's now going to get fined for ordering that test for the patient. It's bad enough we have to battle the insurance companies to get the right medicine for our patients. Now we're going to get fined if we do the right thing. Well, it turned out CMS has delayed its plans. That's another one of the top stories. Stay tuned, because we may need you to write letters, just like you did for getting the Senate to not approve the ban on labeling GMO. So Campbell's Soup and General Mills said they're going to label all their GMO foods because it is a big deal to let people know what they're eating. Even if you don't act on it now, you may want to act on it some other time. Almost all primary care physicians overprescribe opiate pain medicines. The 99% of primary care physicians routinely prescribe potentially addictive pain medications for longer than the three-day period recommended by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Why do we do that? It's simple, because if we have to call me every 3 days to get a renewal, if you have to come and see me every 3 days for renewal, it's disruptive of your schedule, disruptive of my schedule, and then you have to argue and debate with the insurance companies and the pharmacies about how much pain medicine you need when you've got low back pain and dental pain. We have a good program that does it without opioid prescriptions right now at the Cleveland Clinic. We've got it in the Wellness Institute. It is a program on, if you will, a shared medical appointment for chronic pain that gets at the cause of the chronic pain and really does wonders. You can call us routinely, just ask for Cleveland, and the way to find it, the Cleveland Clinic. Now, Jim Graham did call back. Jim, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Good. Now, how often did you ever get a concussion while you were a catcher?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. When I was playing, there wasn't so much attention paid to concussions. But I can tell you I've been hit in the face with bats. I've been hit with foul balls straight back into my where I had to sit down and kind of collect my thoughts pretty seriously. But in my day, they didn't take you off and give you that test, you know, with the fingers. Yeah, they did every once in a while. They put two or three fingers up and ask you how many you had up. But they didn't do intensive research on it like they did.
You see, I don't know if you saw in that film how they do that with the fingers. There's a guy holding, that one of your coaches is holding the back of your neck and presses one or two so that you can see and get the right answer, even if you can't see or don't know the right answer.
I've never had that done to me. You know, all I did was the fingers up in front of your face. Jim, how many fingers have I got up? Seven. Well, then they know you got a problem. But other than that, you know, I haven't had anything else done.
But did they? Did you ever? Do you ever remember having to be taken out of the game because of a concussion?
Oh yeah, I've been hit a couple. I've been hit a couple times where I had to come out of the game. Yes, that's definitely true.
Does it occur anybody else on the baseball field other than catchers?
I haven't really. Well, maybe a pitcher if he got a line drive back at the got hit in the head or something like that. But I haven't ever seen it. And maybe in a collision at second base, somebody gets caught with a knee. I've seen second baseman or third baseman get hit with a knee when the guy's sliding in. Maybe be taken out of a game because of a head injury.
Yeah, that's how Aaron. I think that's how Aaron Rodgers got his concussion. Either he was hit by a pitched ball. I can't remember whether he was hit by a pitched ball or it was a slide into second base. He was the second baseman for Toronto Raptors, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, but he was out for almost a year. Is back playing again, but he really took a long time to recover from the concussion.
Well, you know, I think it was Rico Petrocelli with the Boston Red Sox that ended his career. He got hit with a pitch ball, and that just ended his whole career. I think it was Petrocelli that had that happen to him.
Anyway, I want to thank you very much for calling in twice today. So thanks very much. And I'm going to try and look at the story on Aaron Rodgers. I think his name was Aaron Rodgers. He was the
I know who you're talking about, and I can't think of his name either. He played here in Syracuse, too, for a while.
Is that right?
Yes, he did. He played for Syracuse Chiefs. And as soon as I hang up, I'll look back in the records, and I'll find out who it was that played second for Syracuse. And I'll let you know.
Okay. And there is a Aaron Rodgers, of course, the football player, but I was looking for the Aaron Rodgers,
baseball?
Baseball player, but it may be a different name. I may be missing his name, but Aaron was the baseball player. Thanks very much, Jim. Let me go over some, in case you missed it, stories. We talked about a potential multivitamin, a prenatal multi, helps prevent miscarriages, even in coffee drinkers. You need to start taking your prenatal men and women 3 months prior to when you want to get conceived. 8 of 10 in the USA's 2016's fattest cities are, in fact, in the South. Indiana has one of them, but the rest are really in the deep south in the stroke belt. That's an increased cost. You can get your type 2 diabetes under control with four healthy behaviors, but only 2.7% in the U.S. do four healthy behaviors. The U.S. could save over $600 billion a year for other uses if just 70% of the Medicare population did the four healthy behaviors. You did it. You beat Monsanto. Food is going to be labeled in Vermont and by every state. And if you will, General Mills and Campbell Soup have both said they're going to label it everywhere because it's impossible to label it for just one state. You did it by your letters you wrote into your senators. An astonishing number, 1/15 of all kids, 7%. One in seven, 15% of all kids have psychological disorders. You can test them because if they're using popular social media, the more they use it, the more it's linked to depression. High levels of stress cause inflammation. Learn to manage it. And remember, tune in here next week. The one organ that matters, and that's why I'm going to say it, do some intensive physical activity. You can get more with a little chocolate. But do intensive because it improves brain, 6 years younger, and increases brain size. Stay well.
Over 30 years ago, R.W. and Margaret Garcia set out to make the best-tasting, healthy tortilla chip in the world. They invested every dime they had and started selling chips to retailers out of their family van. Today, R.W. Garcia products are sold around the world. Their products use only the highest quality premium ingredients, are verified non-GMO, certified gluten-free, and contain no additives or preservatives. Try their three-seed kale, sweet potato, or harvest crackers, or go for their crunchy, tasty mixed bags of blue, yellow, and red tortilla chips. And for sure, every family must have one of their big bags of blue or yellow corn tortilla chips for healthy snacking and parties. Without question, R.W. Garcia is changing the way people snack with their simple philosophy, great tasting can be good for you. Go to rwgarcia.com to find out where their products are sold in your area. R.W. Garcia, the best tasting healthy tortilla chip in the world.